Harper Via and Harper Audio present Idle Burning by Rin Usami. Translated by Asa Yoneda. Performed by Mirai. My Oshi was on fire. Word was he'd punched a fan. No details had emerged yet, but even with zero verification, the story had blown up overnight. I'd slept badly. Maybe it was my gut telling me something was up. I woke up, checked the time on my phone, and noticed the commotion in my DMs. My dazed eyes lit on the line. They're saying Masaki punched a fan. For a split second, I didn't know what was real. The backs of my thighs were sticky with sweat. Once I'd checked the news sites, there was nothing I could do but to sit transfixed on my bed, which had shed its blanket in the night, and watch the fallout as the rumor and the flaming proliferated. The only thing on my mind was the status of my Oshi.
Everything okay?
The text notification popped up on my lock screen, covering up my Oshi's eyes like a criminal. It was from Narumi. The words were the first thing out of her mouth the next morning when she ran onto the train car.
Everything okay?
Narumi sounded the same in person as she did online. I looked at her face, the round eyes and concerned brows overflowing with tragedy, and thought, there's an emoji like that. It's not looking good, I said.
No?
Yeah. The top two buttons of her uniform blouse were open, and she sat down next to me in a waft of cold citrus antiperspirant. Social media, which I'd opened almost by reflex after entering 0815, my Oshi's birthday, into the lock screen, ghostly under the sharp glare, was mired in people's hot breath.
How bad is it?
Narumi leaned over and pulled out her phone. There was a dark-toned Polaroid sandwiched inside its clear silicone cover.
You got Instax?
Isn't it great? Narumi said, with a smile as uncomplicated as a line sticker. Everything Narumi said was straightforward, and her facial expressions changed like she was switching out profile pictures. I didn't think she was being fake or insincere. She was just trying to simplify herself as much as possible. How many did you get?
10.
Whoa. Wait, but that's only 10 thou?
When you think of it that way, right?
It's worth it. Total steal. The indie idol group she followed let fans take photos with their favorite group member after live shows. Narumi's showed her with her hair carefully braided and her Oshi's arm around her, or the two of them cheek to cheek. Until last year, she'd supported a major label group, but now she talked about leaving the mainstream idols on their pedestals and getting up close and personal with the underground. Come over to the dark side, she'd say. It's so much better. They remember who you are and you could get to talk one-on-one or even date them. The idea of making direct contact with my Oshi didn't interest me. I went to shows, but only to be part of the crowd. I wanted to be inside the applause, inside the screaming, and anonymously post my thanks online afterward. So, when we hugged, he tucked my hair behind my ear, and I was like, shit, is there something on it? Narumi lowered her voice. And then he said, you smell good.
No way.
I emphasized the pause between the words. Narumi said,
I know, right? There's just no going back.
And slipped the Instax back in her phone cover. Last year, her previous Oshi had announced he was retiring from the entertainment industry to go study abroad. She hadn't come to school for 3 days.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?